Riley stood, overlooking the console of one of her men. "Retrace every last one of his steps, even if it means weeks ago." She turned. "Cricket, let's go." Cricket nodded and followed her boss down the long tunnel to the next wing. Oh, good, not Riley's office. Maybe she wasn't being fired. Once they reached the end of the corridor, a steel door opened. The piercing howl of a wolf accosted her ears.
Oh, shit. Was that Prince Slade?
You put him in the interrogation room?
Not in a royal guest room, but in the dungeon-like holding cell meant for criminals, not alpha royals.
He must be beyond hope.
I'm afraid so. Disrespectful or not, we can't move him to the special guest quarters until he snaps out of his rage. Riley entered the code to an additional high security door. Cricket rolled her eyes.
Great.
Although, if he proved impossible to calm, Riley might remove her from the assignment.
Let's hope.
The door unlocked, and they entered. Dr. Thomas Warner stood observing the immense, maddened wolf behind the safety of a one-way mirror. Prince Slade growled and paced his large prison. A trapped wolf anxious to escape, to maul, to devour. There was nothing remotely princely about the feral beast. Thick white fur smeared with mud and blood. Big as a grizzly and just as irate. He drooled like a wolf suffering from rabies. He had raked the walls with his razor-sharp claws, making the chamber look like the set of a bad Hollywood werewolf movie. Cricket flinched.
No way am I going in there.
Dr. Warner turned. His sedative wore off an hour ago. I'm afraid if I try to inject him again, he'll tear my throat out.
Cricket frowned. How did you sedate him in the first place?
Warner, an alpha, narrowed his eyes at her, and she quickly averted her gaze to the floor.
The first time through the bars of his cage, the pilots begged me to not let him wake during the flight, and unfortunately, the dose I gave him nearly killed him.
Riley studied the prince.
I take it he's a bit resentful about the trip over.
Warner nodded.
He shifted to human form when I sedated him and slipped into a coma. Once we were on the ground, we shackled him, and I shocked him to awareness. He went wolf and attacked. Broke through the shackles, and I shot him with 3 sedative darts before he went down.
Riley pressed the talk button and spoke into the intercom.
Prince Slade, can we talk?
Slade approached the glass and glowered. His piercing green eyes practically melted the glass. The wolf couldn't see them through the glass, but could smell, and now with the open intercom, hear them. His menacing snarl reverberated around the room, sending a chill down Cricket's spine.
Looks like he's way out of my league.
You might be right, said Warner.
The fierce wolf shifted to human form and pressed his face against the glass. Naked, raw, untamed. His uncombed thick hair and unkempt beard gave him a look of madness. His fangs and claws remained out.
Even so, he was handsome, hot as hell.
"Who's speaking?" he asked, his breath fogging up the glass.
"Riley, Prince Slade, we are here to help."
"Not you." He sniffed the air. "The other woman."
He towered over Warner. Slade had to be at least 6'5", with a muscular frame that threatened quick defeat of any challenger.
Cricket swallowed. I'm...
Dr. Warner cut her off.
Cricket is here to help.
Slade laughed.
Another Omega.
Riley glared at Warner.
What does he mean, another Omega? While detaining him in Europe, we had an Omega try to keep him calm, but...
He sighed. Riley's tone hardened.
Speak, doctor. The prince bit his ear off.
Slade snarled.
He probably deserved it.
Cricket's hands felt for her perfectly good earlobes.
Not cool.
She stared at the muscular alpha, bearing recent bruises, bite marks, and gashes. The werewolf behavior equivalent of a human on crystal meth.
Did it take a pack of alphas to get him here?
Her fingers ached to tenderly touch and heal each wound.